But that was good you got out of that.
Yeah, yeah. But I was woke like before it had gotten to comedy.
I agree. You were woke before and you were very publicly a shitty person.
Yes.
So that's like you'd be all woke. You'd be all woke and like do shit and say shit and then just be garbage. I'd be like, yo, he's faking it.
Like, we need to end rape culture while like waving my dick out of my pants.
You were an idealist. That's all.
Yeah, Shane, that's why I can never start drinking again, is because I would get my dick out a lot and I stopped right about
I showed you my dick at a party.
A poorly African American woman was making hoagies slowly. Nice. And a white man clearly on heroin was not happy about it.
Really?
She was doing a little too slow for his heroin. And he was like, fucking Aunt Jemima, better hurry it up. And I was just like, oh, shit.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just looked. She was eyeing him. He was so fucked up. And then I watched him walk outside and take his clothes off. It was crazy.
Also, imagine being too slow for a dude on heroin.
He was heroin's probably the. I mean, it's.
He might have been methed up.
Heroin, but yeah,
speedballing.
He was shirt off, screaming.
He wanted to slump, but he still wanted to. That must be crazy when you're speedballing. You're like just like this, but you're like, hurry up, hurry up!
I got so much stuff to do.
Come on, I'm late.
I got to scream in the parking lot. Hurry up! That's what he did. He sat Indian style in the parking lot, in the middle of the street. He sat because I was eating my sandwich in my car.
Yeah, obviously.
And I just watched
civilized.
Him. Like a man, yeah. I sat in my recently towed Chevy Cruze, and he sat on the sidewalk or in the corner of the parking lot. You know the CVS,
yeah, yeah,
and or the Rite Aid, whatever that is. Yep. He sat in the spot between that, on the pavement, eating a sandwich, screaming, and then he would get up, take his shirt off, run around. And then he did hit the lady with an Aunt Jemima that I was like,
ooh. I'm surprised.
Shit is ice cold, bro.
That's ice cold.
Shit was
dude.
Ice cold, brother.
Sure.
How did you feel about this year for yourself?
I had a good year. I thought about killing myself over the summer.
Yeah, which method?
I didn't decide on that, but I was in the middle of the field at the end of our street screaming, my fucking brain is broken, while there were people there, but Jamie talked me off the ledge.
But other than that, a pretty good year.
She talked me off the second base.
Other than that one pretty tragic experience.
I'm doing pretty good now, though.
Yes, Mike Rainey, happy birthday, dude.
Happy birthday, yeah, brother.
Wish for something special.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Orange Rain. Happy birthday to you.
Do not cry right now.
Happy birthday.
Okay, I'm going to blow him out. Okay, it's my podcast. I'm going to blow him out.
Yes.
Yay. Wow. Happy birthday.
Wow. What a start.
Happy birthday. Do you think, why do they make the room dark? You think that's to symbolize the
smoke
womb?
Alarm. Dang it.
Noah, smoke that.
Noah, blaze that shit.
Noah, put a wet towel under the door.
Were the true Jews and that white people who were lynching them mm-hmm. were going to be pretty upset when they found out they were lynching Jews, which I think is pretty funny to imagine.
Well, I'll be
some dude in the South that just lynched a black guy for a false crime being like, you're telling me he was Jewish?
Oh, my God.
I wouldn't have done that.
I'm just so uncomfortable by this conversation, dude, is now a new progressive and a liberal. It's like, what do I do when black guys are doing racially unsavory things? I'm just going to be silent. This isn't my time.
True.
I don't
like
that,
when Deshaun Jackson
like
quotes
it. That's like the bug in a Westworld bot software when you're like, eh, I don't know what to do about this. I'll just be quiet.
When a black guy's like, yo, Hitler was right. You're like,
another word about my privilege.
Sorry?
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know where we're going with this, but I'm sorry.
You just fall in it like a grenade. You're like, yeah,
no, Deshaun, get out of here.
Hitler was right.
This is, yeah, it's nice. Pax Romana's nice.
Soon it'll be wartime.
It has to be. That's how it goes. What do you think the war's going to be?
I think it'll be you and I beheading Guard Dog. I think Guard Dog's flying too close to the sun as it is.
Yeah.
Big shot. You've been a real big shot. I hear
why
about you
say
at the
these
stand.
Kinds of
I hear about the things you say at the stand when I'm not around.
I'm like, what?
Like what? He's just like, I'm the best in the city.
Really?
He's like, I'm the top. He calls himself the top young gun.
Young gun?
Yeah. He says, I
you
am the top young
lying
gun.
On my name.
What?
You always lying on me.
What? What? You think he's a liar?
Lying on
you call
milk.
Me a fucking liar? In
this
my
is the war. This is the war, dude.
This is how the war begins. Shit, I can't believe you started the war, dude.
I know it started.
Such bullshit.
Dude, I told you, what I want to do now, I have another camera. I want to put one camera on, a prod camera the whole time, and I'm going to hire a boss for Gardini.
Yeah.
I'm going to hire
someone.
You should
just promote Noah right away.
I'm thinking about it. But
Noah's been a fucking quiet, good worker. Dude.
I had to finish the battle, and it took long because for some reason the fast forward button wasn't working. So I just had to play it. So it took like maybe 20 minutes.
So who watched the kids while you were battling the vampires?
I just made Far McGuire. I had to tend to her own. I was like, pretend I'm not here. And then I came downstairs and I couldn't divulge that it was because the Greenskins were attacking my vampires.
True. You were
that
like,
was secret information. I was like, I was working on something.
Yeah, like I'm doing something.
But that started, there was a lot of tension. And then Phil came in from working outside and hit me with the fucking, I just listened to your podcast. It's you and your friend talking about wiping your ass for 20 minutes. You're not allowed to take mom's car anymore.
Damn.
So he hit me with the, you're grounded.
So was that
because the cruise was in the shop.
So you're fighting the Greenskins.
So I had to take
you're my, fighting your dad.
I got the Greenskins coming down from the mountains. I just united all the vampiric clans.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
The last thing I need is more stress.
True.
All right. There's a paratrooper. Did I ever tell you this one? Mm-mm. There's a paratrooper in the war.
Yeah.
And he comes home from boot camp and his paw's like, man, how'd you do it? How'd you do jumping? I knew you were afraid of heights and all that. And he goes, well, before I jumped out of the plane, my drill instructor got behind me. He said, if you don't jump, I'm going to fuck you in the ass right now. And his dad goes, did you jump? He goes, I mean, a little at first.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear that.
Come on.
That's a classic. That's just guys have grabbing each other's shoulders.
Yeah. None of that anti-Semitism, you know?
Sorry, I'm still learning and growing.
Okay. Jeez, man. You thought you were about to rip the fucking ultimate one.
Yep, you're going to bring the house down.
I thought that was a good one.
I don't even understand it. What's the point of it?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, I have no clue.
Like, I don't know. I heard it somewhere else. I'm just repeating it.
Wow, man. This is not what this is about.
Yeah, I didn't mean to crush the vibe.
It's okay. We can delete it.
Yeah
we'll black your whole joke out and we'll have we'll black the whole segment
a different
out.
Joke.
Huh?
I'll put in a different joke.
True. Okay.
Like what?
I don't know. I can't think of any
you
other
ones. You can't think of any that are not racist.
Oh, I do you know the one about the chickpea and the garbanzo
Let's
bean?
Let's hear it.
And what's the difference?
That sounds
Say
good.
It.
I've never paid $50 to have a garbanzo bean on my chest.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good.
Complete mental breakdowns. So half of our house was retarded.
Yeah. That was like an insane asylum. That the 5-bedroom house. If someone were to walk around, if a doctor were to assess everybody, they could have been like, all right, nobody goes outside.
I'd look like a security guard. I was just sitting in that living room day and night. Like, God damn, this guy works 24 hours a day.
Yeah, I mean, I moved in nuts, and then Wood had me hitting tires with a hammer in the back, and, like, things only went downhill.
You and Wood's interactions when no one else was around must have just been the best. Like, I can't even imagine how great they were.
We had some
I think I was in there when we found out he broke your mug on purpose. I think it was you, me, and him in the kitchen. Right?
Yeah.
No, there was one confrontation where it was you, me, and him in the kitchen. And he was trying to get me on his side, and I was like, "Dude, that sucks."
Oh yeah, because like it was like the first like grown up job I ever had. I'm like, I wear a suit, I go to the bank.
That's what it was.
Mug with the logo on it. Wow, I'm a grown up, and then he just smashed the mug.
He smashed your mug when no one was around.
Didn't he send a video of it to everyone but me?
Yeah,
he did.
Yeah,
something like that.
Than everybody
it was
else
pretty had. Funny.
I mean, now it's very funny to me.
So,
wasn't
in the
mattress
end, Wood,
involved?
That was later. That's what dude, this is. Now I feel bad to saying this without the Woodman because Woodman,
true,
he's come Woodman, around.
We don't have any beef anymore. He did coward out. It was fun.
I heard that Woodman. So was I guess angry or something at Barn Dog and broke his mug, his beloved bank mug. And then
it's so retarded. I was like, I get to work at a bank.
Oh, that's fun.
You were a serious banker.
I was. I got fired, though, and I'm never going back.
That was a very Kafka-esque period for you, Barn Dog. Yeah, coming fired. Out of that weird room into the bank in a suit. You were like a Kafka character.
Yeah.
Yeah, living in absolute squalor and then putting on a $400 suit.
Yeah.
Taking a bus to South Philly.
You were definitely a giant fucking bug in that house.
I'm like, our rent was like $200. Why didn't I just work like part time anywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah. Rent was $200.
$240, I believe.
$240. Yeah. That was it.
$240. That was a sweet deal. Guess who dug that deal up? Old Mickey Cusk, dude.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was awesome. Found that. Barn Dog, you're a tad quiet.
I am?
A little bit. Just jack yourself up a little bit.
Is that any better?
Yeah, it sounds a little better.
All right, cool. I'll leave it there.
Nice. But yeah.
Barn Dog. Well, I'll stop besmirching the good man, the wood man's name here.
I mean, everyone has their times, dude. You know, he smashed your mug. You guys had a thing going, and, you know, good friendships often devolve into treachery and betrayal.
The breaking the mug and then later confessing, and I believe it was the three of us in the kitchen when he confessed to you that he had originally reported that the mug was an accident. And then he confessed to the fact that he broke it on purpose.
I think he like swatted it off the counter with a broom. If I recall, I did eventually see the video.
No, the video was him after buying you a new one, which he promised to. He finally bought you a new mug like 7 months later and just smashed that one too.
Well, that was different video. That was, he went to my house. He went to my new house shirtless and filmed himself throwing a mattress I had left and smashing two mugs on the ground.
And then
he sent it to the group and was like, what do you guys think? And we were all like, you actually do need to seek help. Like nobody laughed.
The mugs were a bit. Those mugs were. That was like full circle callback.
It was a major callback.
Like that's crazy, but I'm sure I also like just overreacted insanely. So that's just two crazy people going at it.
Yeah, it was two crazy guys fighting over a bank mug. It's fucking nuts. Dude.
That's like what's the difference between jelly and jam?
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't jelly my cock down a kid's throat. I added the kid part.
That's a good thing.
You make it a little blue.
That's even, that is a little
blue. I like to work the blue. Stuff. I tell you that time, it was at the Second Street Comedy Club in Harrisburg. I said an anti-Semitic joke.
Did you?
Yeah, it was Carlos Mencia. I was opening for Carlos. It was a big deal.
Inside the mind of the master.
It was a big deal. The master was on stage. And the way he ended the show is he brought up his openers. And they were just fucking around telling street jokes. And I was standing in the back with his manager. And I told him a street joke. And he was like, you got to go up there and tell that. That's fucking hilarious. And I was like, all right, I'll do it. And I went on and I told the joke. It was a terrible joke. I'm very ashamed of it. And I finished the joke. And they turned the lights on and ended the show. What was the joke? This is an extremely inappropriate bad joke that I deeply regret.
Something Sean would like.
It was actually very similar to yours. That's why it said, what's the difference between Jewish people and Santa Claus? We can't.
You can't.
Wow, West.
Did it murder?
That's good stuff.
No.
They turned the lights on it.
No, speak of the devil. One of them's calling me down. Hey, folks.
Felt it?
My boy agent that I want to have my way with.
And they just turned the lights
on. They literally turned the lights on.
Everyone
No one was happy. They were like... A woman... That was one of the first times ever somebody came up after a show and was like, I was really offended by what you said. I was sitting at the bar after, and a lady came up and was like, what you did was wrong. I was very deeply offended by that.
What did the master himself say?
I don't know. I forget. He was nice. I remember that. I remember him being cool.
He was like, dude, why'd you take my joke, dude?
Why'd you ruin the whole... Yeah, he's like, that was a good joke.
He said, it's crazy when everyone got mad at me for saying that joke.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's wild.
I don't know why I thought that was acceptable.
Well, at least you can teach Sean before he goes out there and devastates himself.
Thanks for that, guys.
Yeah, just because you and your buddies laugh behind closed doors doesn't mean the whole public's going to think it's great.
You're right.
I figured the Second Street Comedy Club in Harrisburg, that crowd would be all for it.
Yeah, I would have.
Turns out they were not excited.
Getting the lights turned on.
Lights on, music, people. All right, thank you very much for coming out. Yeah.
It's like fucking, you're looking at like half-eaten appetizers all on the table.
Also, I had just started. It must have been delivered so poorly. It just, yeah. That was a tough night.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's... Were you driving? Did you drive yourself home from there?
No, that was at Second Street Comedy Club. Downstairs was a bar that had $1 you call it.
Ooh.
So the whole bar was $1 for an hour.
Yeah.
I would go down and drink as many IPAs as I could in 1 hour.
Yep. We used to have that at Kavanaugh's when I was in college. It was $5 to get in, and then drinks were, I think, like 50 cents.
Yeah.
Between a... like
I can't believe they were doing that.
10 and midnight.
Yeah.
And you just go there and just drink as much as you could. And
shots. Then, over and over again, shots.
You would get so I would get so hammered that I'd like be ordering a drink. Like, that'll be $14. And I'd be like, what time is it? And they're like, it's 12:30. And I'd be like, fuck. And then I would spend like $150. And be like, fuck.
Yeah.
That shit ruled, dude.
Like, it's 12:05. But like, come on.
Dude.
Help.
$7. How about one? Yeah,
just for $1.
Yeah, I used to go to the bar in gym shorts, stand there, get hammered, and then like try to get pussy.
That's the shit.
It was so fucking
sick. That's the shit.
You're
dressed like Fetterman.
Yeah, I was fettered out.
Gym shorts, hoodie, blacked out.
Yep.
You were a stroke Fetterman.
Yep. And I would like it. Midnight.
Like, oh,
Nelly would, dude, Nelly would come on at midnight. I'd be like blacked out and start dancing. Like, I'm going to get, I might get pussy.
I'm definitely going to kiss. I'm going to find my love.
Yeah, that was sick. That was very fun. It was a fun time in life.
That was a fun time in life.
It was a pretty painful and confusing time of life, too, but it was very...
Yeah.
High points were very sick.
But in hindsight, you do kind of forget about the painful anxiety.
You do.
And you're just like, that was sick. That was fun.
Yeah. It was. That was honestly the best. It just sucked, though, because you have no idea how awesome free time is, and then all of a sudden, you lose all your free time, and you go...
Yeah.
Free
time is tough, though.
You think it is.
I will say, free time in Mount Vernon was tough for me.
When you were
at our old apartment.
Oh, yeah.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Now I can enjoy free time pretty. I'm like, nice. I get fucking 3 days off.
That's true.
Let's go.
No, that's a fair
point. It's free time. You saw what I was doing. A little Battlefield 1.
Yeah.
I'm nice with the sniper.
Dude.
Everything else, I am horrendous.
I'm probably absolutely horrendous. Dude,
that game's impossible.
It's kind of selfish of you not to sniper.
Yeah, I was hurting my team. You saw what happened when I sniped, cleared that whole fucking house out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That was a lot of people were very excited. My boys were trapped.
Yeah.
That house was killing us.
You were fucking American Sniper.
I'll take care of it.
They were trapped. That was pretty sick to see.
That was neat. Where are we at time-wise? 22 minutes. Oh, 52. Nice. This thing's flying.
Yeah, we ripped it up, man.
This was another fucking hit.
Shane, we ripped it up, man.
Man, we keep coming up with big hits.
We got in here. We fucking ripped it up.
I mean, every time we're at the plate. They're like, they can't do it again.
It's been done.
It can't be another home run.
It's been done.
Gone.
Out. It's out of the park. It's out of here, dude.
The Carlos Mencia story, out of the park. That's not going to come back to haunt me.
No, I mean, it was no disrespect to the king.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about what you did.
Yeah, what I did.
I mean, dude.
I was genuinely remorseful. I remember a woman coming up and being like, what you did was wrong. And I remember genuinely being like, I'm really fucking sorry about that.
Yeah, but there's a thing.
My bad on that.
Dude, I mean, I grew up hearing all kinds of shit like that. So for me, it's like, are we having fun? This is how I have fun. And
I have fun. I say the worst thing I can think of.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, but people don't understand, dude. I try to explain to people, dude. I'm like,
you don't understand.
Dude, I remember when I was working with my dad and like my uncles were sitting out there. And I think I've told this before, but a truck driver ended his life tragically. And we all caught the news of this guy's suicide, and we just went, we fucking laughed at him because he was really, really short.
Yeah, so him killing himself was funny.
So we all paused, and someone was like, what, did he hang himself on the doorknob? And everyone laughed, and we just like went back to like pushing rocks with bulldozers.
It's the only way you can survive pushing rocks with bulldozers.
I know. It's like, oh, that guy we used to make fun of all the time hung himself? And we went,
What a loser.
Pussy.
That's not our fault. Blood's not on everyone's hands in this room.
Yeah, it was like right after lunch. You all had that like lunch, post-lunch tired energy standing around like a sidewalk.
Post-lunch tired at work is fucking awful.
Dude, especially